Now the Lord proceeds to grant that boon, as it were. But from the point of the argument of the Gita, this is perhaps the climax of the argument. What Sri Krishna wanted to reveal as a knowledge, because all these chapters refer to basically a synthesis of knowledge and devotion, along with karma also continues at the same time. So from the point of view of knowledge, it's a deliberate step from the side of Sri Krishna. Because up till now, whatever has been said is only in the form of words in conception. But knowledge is completed only when there is sakshatkara, when there is a real vision. It has to be completed. But more importantly, there is one very important revelation to be made, not only in the form of a vision. We have seen that in the Bhagavad Gita, the Karma Yoga has three steps. This is to repeat what we have said in the first six chapters of the Bhagavad Gita. The first step is that desire for fruits of action are to be renounced. That's the first step. Do action, but give up the fruits of action. Renounce them. The second is to see that your sense of your doership of action is also false and therefore to be renounced. There is a vast prakriti, vast nature, of which you are a small machine or a cog in the machine. Therefore, the idea that I am the doer is also a false idea. It also is to be given. And therefore, whatever action is to be done is to be offered to the divine. This is the second step. Offering of your action to the divine, knowing very well that you are not the doer of action, that prakriti is the doer, and prakriti is itself ruled by master of works, by the Lord himself. Therefore, action is to be done as a sacrifice at the altar of the master of works. This is the second step of the Karma Yoga of the Gita. The third is devyam karma. You have to do as an instrument of the divine what is the divine work. And divine work can be done only when you know what is the divine will. Now, up till now, what is the divine will has not been revealed to Arjuna. He has been told that he should do according to the divine's will. But the knowledge of the divine will is still not revealed to him. That still remains to be told. And it is this chapter. There is not only the revelation of the divine, but also the revelation of the divine's will. And as a result, the supreme secret of devotion emerges out of it. When you know the divine, the knowledge of the divine is the first kindling of the true bhakti for the divine. That's why Sri Krishna says that the one who knows me is my greatest devotee. There are many kinds of devotees, but it is only the jnani who is parama bhakta, who is the supreme bhakta. And from that bhakti emerges the motivation of action. There is no greater motivation of action than a complete devotion to the divine and to do the divine's will, whatever it may be. It is there that the knowledge of the divine's will is to be revealed. And that's why there are three things at the same time which are brought to a kind of a climax. The knowledge of the divine in sakshatkara form, not only in conception, but directly you perceive the divine. The highest devotion to the divine is kindled. And the revelation of the divine's will all the three in the highest forms are expressed. That's why the importance of this chapter. It's not only the great description that we find. Very often the description itself is so great and so vast that these three things which are done through this description are lost. If you read again and again, again and again, then you will find that behind this great vision, these three great things are wrought, are accomplished by Sri Krishna. Reveals to the eye of Arjuna, which is a physical eye, but now Sri Krishna will give the divine eye to him, through which he sees the divine in his full splendor. The vision, as Sri Krishna says, nobody in the history of the world had ever before had this kind of vision of the divine. The first time the divine vision is revealed to an individual human being. Such a vast vision is given. Secondly, the greatest devotion begins to emerge as a result of it. And that is towards the end of this chapter, we shall see that manifestation of greatest devotion. In the middle of the chapter, we have the revelation of the divine's will. What is that revelation? We shall see when we come to it. But these three things are accomplished in this chapter. That's why the importance of this great chapter. Now, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, he says, Pashya me partha rupani shatashah athas sahasrashah nana vidhani divyani nana varna kritini cha. Pashya me partha, e partha, o Arjuna, pashya, see. Me rupani, my forms. That means this is not the vision of the immutable reality. This is not the vision of the silent Brahman. Silent Brahman has no forms. It is a dynamic reality, the dynamic forms of the reality. Rupani shatashaha, hundreds of my forms. Atha sahasrashaha, thousands of forms. Nana vidani, of various kinds. Divyani, these are all forms which are divine. Nana varna kritani, kritini. My akritis, my forms, and my varna, my colors, are of various kinds. And now behold all of them. Pashya adityan vasun rudran ashvinav marutastatha. Bahuni adrishta purvani. Pashya ashcharyani bharata. In one little phrase, the whole thing is described as it were in a summary form. Pashya adityan vasun rudran ashvinav marutastatha. Look at the suns, adityas, vasus, rudras, ashwins, maruts. And never seen before forms, bahuni adrishta rupani, various forms which have never been seen before, pashya, see them, ashcharyani, they are wonderful. Iha ekastham jagat krishnam pashyadya sacharacharam. Mama dehe gurakesha yachya anya drashtum ichchasi. See now in my body. Mama dehe pashya. You see in my body, adya now. You see now in my body. Sacharacharam jagat. The entire world consisting of immobile and mobile things. Ekastham. All of them are united. Ekastham, they are all many of them, all of them. Sahasrashaha, sahasrashcha, they are hundreds of them, thousands of them, but ekastham, they are all united in me. See all this, anyatcha drashtum ichchasi, and whatever else you want to see, you see. Natu mam shakyase drashtum anena eva swachakshusa. You will not be able to see this, all this, with your own eyes. Natu mam shakyase. You will not be able to drashtum mam. You will not be able to see me. Anena eva swachakshusha. With your eyes you will not be able to see. Divyam dadami te chakshuhu. Therefore, I give you divyam chakshuhu. I give you the divine sight. Pashya me yogam aishwaram. See my majestic and the highest form. Sanjaya vacha. Now Sanjaya describes. Eva muktva tataha rajan mahayogeshwara hari dashaya masa parthaya paramam rupam aishwaram. Rajan, O king, this is addressed to Dhritarashtra. Sanjaya is speaking to Dhritarashtra. Hey Rajan, eva muktva, having said this, mahayogeshwara hari, the great lord, who is himself the lord of all yoga, dashamayas, he showed parthaya, he showed to partha, paramam rupam aishwaram, the highest vision of the divine was manifested.